Pakistan's prime minister said today that 20 million people have had their lives disrupted by devastating floods in the country. His assessment came as a case of the deadly waterborne disease cholera was confirmed in Pakistan's flood-ravaged northwest. In light of the crisis, Pakistan canceled many celebrations today, marking its creation and independence from Britain in 1947. The International Committee of the Red Cross is one of the aid organizations providing relief and support. Their spokesman in Pakistan, Michael O'Brien, says another of the problems they are having to deal with are the dangers posed by unexploded munitions.
It's a sad thing that this comes on top of fighting in parts of the country where there are mines and unexploded ordnance, and these things are often moved by floodwaters. So communities that believe they were living in a safe area, but perhaps were downstream of where mines were used, suddenly find themselves in trouble. On Monday, three children were injured in the northwestern town of Dar es Malkam when one of them, swimming in floodwater, touched an unexploded device and set it off. And then 2 days later, we had a similar situation in the northeast in the Neelam Valley in Kashmir, where a person stepped on a landmine that had been moved by the water. So we're trying to remind communities through the local language media that this is now becoming an issue as well. And it's a terrible thing that having survived fighting in the country and then something like a flood that somebody could be so badly injured by a landmine. But it's something that we need to get a message out about.
Meanwhile, gunmen in Pakistan singled out non-ethnic Baluch passengers traveling on a bus in southwestern Pakistan today, killing 16 and wounding 8 others. Baluchistan is a rugged region with a lengthy and porous border with Afghanistan and Iran.